This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that he believes Russia is behind a massive cybersecurity breach affecting a number of U.S. government agencies. This was the first time a Trump administration official has pointed to Russia as the culprit behind the attacks. Mr. Pompeo was speaking on a conservative talk radio show on Friday. He said, quote, "This was a very significant effort, and I think it's the case that now we can say pretty clearly that it was the Russians that engaged in this activity," unquote. Earlier, U.S. lawmakers briefed on the attacks had pointed to Russia as a likely attacker. U.S. cybersecurity officials say the scope of the hack is potentially much bigger than originally thought. They've determined that the hackers gained access to systems for the Departments of Energy, Treasury, and Commerce. The Energy Department said networks related to nuclear security appear to have been spared. The Trump administration has notified Congress it intends to close the last two U.S. consulates in Russia. The State Department told lawmakers it would permanently close the consulate in the far eastern Russian city of Vladivostok and temporarily suspend operations at the consulate in Yekaterinburg. The notice was sent to Congress on December 10th. That was 3 days before news outlets began reporting on the suspected Russian computer intrusion. The State Department says the closures are because of caps placed by Russian authorities in 2017 on the number of U.S. diplomats allowed to work in the country. The World Health Organization says its so-called COVAX facility has secured almost 2 billion doses of coronavirus vaccine, which will allow vulnerable groups in participating countries to get vaccinated next year. The COVAX effort is meant to ensure that low- and middle-income countries have access to vaccines. VOA News. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The vaccine from U.S. drug maker Moderna was developed with the National Institutes of Health. The FDA approved Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine for emergency use earlier this month. This is the first authorization for Moderna's vaccine. The vaccine is similar to one from Pfizer and BioNTech that's now being dispensed to millions of healthcare workers and nursing home residents. NIH Director Francis Collins told AP that the two vaccines work, quote, better than we almost dared to hope. He added, science has done something amazing. Now that the FDA has authorized the Moderna vaccine, the U.S. drug maker can begin transporting millions of doses. They could start as soon as Monday to arrive. Meanwhile, the United States approves the second vaccine, at least 313,000 Americans have died of COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. Brazil is ranked second in deaths with close to 185,000. India has passed a somber milepost. It now has more than 10 million reported cases of COVID-19. And Slovak Prime Minister Igor Matovič said Friday he has tested positive for COVID-19 a week after he attended a European Union summit in Brussels. The summit is believed to be where French President Emmanuel Macron caught the virus. French authorities say Macron has left Élysée Palace and is temporarily working at an official residence in Versailles. At least 12 people were killed Friday and more than 10 others were wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up near a stadium in Galkayo town in central Somalia. It was ahead of a planned address by Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Roble, according to authorities. The suicide bomber targeted government officials and members of the prime minister's security team who were heading to the stadium to speak to government supporters. The witnesses told VOA Somali the explosion was loud and shook the entire area. Government officials said among those killed in the blast were three high-ranking army officers and the former mayor of Galkayo. Doctors at hospitals in the town said more than 10 people were wounded in the blast, and the Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility, saying Somalia's prime minister was the target. The prime minister is reported to have been safe. An official said he was on his way to the stadium at the time of the attack. And three United Nations organizations are calling for immediate humanitarian access to parts of South Sudan's Jonglei state, where people have run out of food and are facing catastrophic levels of hunger. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.